The Brewers going for the sweep of the Mets. Everyone wearing pink around the majors in honor of Mother's Day. Keon Broxton ready for this one. We pick up the action in the 6-7-1 Mets. Jacob DeGrom facing Broxton with a man on.
Broxton sends it to left. Deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Keon Broxton.
Drives one deep into left. Back on it is Conforto. It is gone. A bleacher shot for VR. And just like that, it's 8-5.
Two and two, the count on Aguilar.
Hit in the air to center. Back on it. Still back at the track. It is off the top of the walls. It's an RBI double for Jesus Aguilar.
Here it is. Perez knocks a base hit to right. One run's going to score. Here comes VR. He's going to be in there. And it's now 9-8 New York. Three balls, two strikes.
And there's a drive. Deep left field. It is gone.
And it's now 11-9 Brewers.
The Brewers rally to win it 11-9, sweeping away the Mets. Milwaukee scores 29 total runs in the three-game set. Travis Shaw had to leave the game with an injury to his right index finger. The Brewers come from behind to sweep the Mets. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after the game.
The thing so incredible was you had the chance in the seventh, it was second and third, and no outs. And you know what I mean? Sometimes your momentum stops there.
But yeah, that's why Arcia's at bat just leading off the inning. Kind of, you know, it stops, but the walk to me just picks it right back up to the leadoff walk. So, just to get to that point, you know, to me, you know, where we had it, we missed an opportunity, but we battled to get to 8-5 too, or 8-6, really well. So it's, you know, not every at bat's going to work out, and I thought we had some good at bats there. But it was a heck of a comeback.
Emotionally, have you seen this team feel this way yet? I mean, together because
They have felt this way. You know, I mean, I think certainly offensively, you know, I think you're seeing it how they felt, and that's why stuff like this happens, is because this is the feeling they have together. And you know, it's different guys in there. It's Manny Pena in there. It's Jesus Aguilar in there. It's not the same guy. You know, Travis had to lead the game. Bronny's not in there, so it's different guys. But that they're all stepping up in their own spots for sure.
That thing you just said about Bronny and Shaw, it's basically when you came back, you were missing your three and four hitters. You know, Braun's on the DL, and yeah, Shaw was out of the game.
That's right. Yeah.
What does that say? But you talk about your depth of offense.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that yesterday. It's different guys. It's, you know, HP filling in the three spot this weekend and, you know, acting and hitting like a three-hole hitter for sure. So Aguilar, you know, taking Travis's place tonight and obviously last night and doing the same thing. So, a lot of good guys, a lot of guys feeling really good at the plate.
Rick, having the ability to come and dig your way out of deficits is obviously a good thing, but is it a little concerning that you're getting so many short starts and finding yourself in holes at times that you're starting pitching?
Well, we haven't been in big holes. Frankly, today was one of the first days we've been in a big hole. We got down today, and, Willie was, I thought he was pretty solid for four innings. You know, he gave up that two-out hit to Rivera. I thought he made some great pitches to kind of get to that point, and then with two strikes, he couldn't put Rivera away. But they did a good job in the fifth inning, and he struggled in the fifth. And at the time, I thought Duda's hit was a big hit to extend it to 7-1. But we kept finding ways. Guys kept doing things. Brox and Johnny VR with homers also. So it wasn't a great day for Willie for sure.
Manny Pena completed the comeback for Milwaukee with a dramatic three-run homer. He talked to the media after the game.
That had to feel good.
First of all, I want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody. So I feel amazing. I was very focused in that at bat, so I just want to put the ball on play. So when I hit that ball, I knew it. That ball is going So, bro, everything is going right now. We won the game. That's the more important thing.
Yeah, you got everybody excited. What can you say about this ball club? Down 7-1 at one time. You battle back, win the ball game.
Yes, I mean, it's tough combat, man. But we never put the head down. We're always working hard. And that happens when your team is always focused in the game.
Just a great way to finish a homestand, sweeping the Mets, finishing in real strong. That has to be great for this ball club now going on the road.
Yes, man. I mean, we beat the series, and now we go to a road, same thing, working hard and win the game.
Up next, the Brewers travel to face the Padres on Monday with Chase Anderson on the hill.